This is Morning Edition on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. The Arkansas Repertory Theater is preparing to resume operations. It shut down earlier this year, citing a drop in ticket sales and contributions. On Wednesday, the rep named seven new members to its 29-member board. Ruth Shepherd is the board's new chair and spoke with me about the situation.
Well, as most folks know, since it was a shock to the community that we went dark or announced a brief intermission, is the way I like to talk about it, on April 24th and let the community know that we definitely needed their support so that we could get out of a cash flow hole. And the community has been amazing. We have received over 1,000 gifts and from over 30 states, most of them small gifts, actually. And we've raised about $500,000, actually a little bit more. And so all of that has been matched by a challenge grant that we received from the Wingate Foundation. So at this moment in time, all of our vendor bills are paid, and we've got enough money in the bank to pay our staff, our small staff that we've got, through the end of this year. So from here on, obviously, we still have a lot of money to raise because we've got to pay for next year. We've got to add our staff members back so that we can actually become a producing theater again. And our plan is to be ready to produce our first show shortly after the first of the year. And we are going to make the season announcement probably in about a month, probably about mid-September.
Well, this,
the news is good. It's not great yet because we still have a ways to go, but it is very good at this point.
Well, a lot of people were worried that it was the end of the rep earlier this year.
It was a tough time. We really, really hated to have to say, wait, you know, we're in trouble. We kept thinking, oh, we're gonna solve this problem. You know, the next show is gonna pull us out, but it just kept not happening. So it was a tough decision, but it was the right decision. And I've realized now it was a very brave thing to do for the board to do that, but it was exactly the right thing to do at that point in time because folks in this community and this state and across the nation love this theater, and they just needed to understand how important they were.
So you're now already looking to a new season for the rep.
Yes, absolutely. We will have a season that will begin after the first of the year, and we've got a draft season schedule, so we're gonna finalize that within the next few weeks, and we're going to let everybody know what's going to happen here next year.
And have you had to scale back the staff? Is it running on a smaller scale?
When we went dark, we laid off two-thirds of our staff. So right now, we have 8 paid employees. We used to have right at 30, sometimes more, depending on what was going on at the theater. So yes, we have a tiny staff right now, and that's a big part of why we have to continue to raise money, because we've got to hire back the people who can produce shows on the main stage and the folks in the administrative office who can actually keep this ship running in the right direction. You know, we have one person in the box office right now, so if we had a musical going on, that wouldn't cut it. That wouldn't be what we need. So yes, we've got to hire back staff, and we've got a plan as to when we're going to try to bring folks back so that we can be up and running completely.
Well, I know a lot of people will be excited to hear that. That's Ruth Shepherd, the new board chair of the Arkansas Repertory Theater. Ruth, thanks very much.
Thank you, Michael.
And in the interest of disclosure, I should note that Shepherd is also a supporter entering pledge drives, a volunteer for UA Little Rock Public Radio. This is KUAR 89.1.